It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Oskaloosa Boys head basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold after a couple of games from this past week. Coach, let's start off with your guys' game this past Friday, falling to Valley Falls. A tough one, 66-60. You guys shoot the ball well, but ultimately couldn't quite get the win.
Yeah, you know, it's in credit to Valley. They're solid. They're well coached. With Zach out there, you know, he's so good and so quick. Hayden does a really good job taking care of the ball. And it's, you know, we were up 58-50 with 4 minutes left. And then next thing I know, I look up and it's like we're down 66-58 with 20 seconds left. It was, we got in a hurry, started thinking we needed to do things that we didn't. And credit to Valley, you know, when the everything was against them there and they dug in and they pulled it out. You know, you got to give credit to them for fighting back, but I felt like we should have done some things better to give ourselves a better chance to pull that one out.
In that game, you guys shot 41% from the floor total, 24% from beyond the arc. And Ben Howland, he had a pretty solid game, 16 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, 4 steals. Coy also pretty solid in that game, 14.7 rebounds. And Gunner as well, 9.6 boards for him. So, turning the page to the game last night at Onega, you guys win that one. Final score from Onega being 47-29. You guys were without Perry and Gunnar Rockhold as well, but you guys still get the win, and you guys have 9 different scores in this one. Just your overall thoughts on that wild game.
I thought it was the best overall team game we've played. You know, just like you said, all the guys that scored, Caden Kessinger, you know, Gunnar being out, he really stepped up, and his defense down low was phenomenal. You know, a couple other guys that came in and gave us really good minutes was Brody Wright and Ashton Glavin. And, you know, the way Nick Bradshaw was playing out on the perimeter, you know, he was awesome last night. So it was good to see everybody get involved and play some sort of a role in that game to help us win.
Yeah, and then you guys' defense as a whole, I feel like, really stepped up. Didn't really allow very many open looks. You guys forced a lot of turnovers. How key is it to be able to take that and transition it moving forward here coming up on Friday against Morehead Mount Academy?
It's huge. We've really been preaching keeping your guy in front of you with you know, applying pressure without getting beat. And the guys are doing so much better at that. And our help side defense has been really good. We got to do a little better. We seem to kind of dig down on the posts at times when we don't really need to and give up outside shots. And I feel like that could end up hurting us in the long run. But overall, they really bought in on the defensive end. And we rebounded way better last night than we did Friday. So that's one of the keys that we have to do is be able to rebound. Because when we get it, we're pretty good at getting up the floor and trying to attack.
And Coach, you mentioned you guys' depth last week here on Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Oskaloosa Boys head basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold. You guys did a lot of 4-for-4 substituting, and that was something you mentioned that you were going to do, and we saw that with Brody Wright staying in and Bradshaw as well in some of those large substitution switches that you guys did. How do you feel like you guys handled those substitutions and being able to keep those guys fresh?
I thought they did pretty good with it. You know, ideally, you don't really want to do 5 in, 5 out or 4 in, 4 out. But, you know, with what we've got this year, I feel like we have the ability to do that and still be able to, the next, whoever's coming in, to be able to push the pace. And it's not too much for them. We've got, you know, solid 10 to 12 guys that all can come in and give quality minutes. Sometimes it's just going to be figuring out who's on that night and who's not.
Absolutely. And you guys have Morehill Mount Academy, a rare home game before Christmas break. Yeah, your guys' schedule is all sorts of wacky, but you guys have a lot of home games coming down the final stretch, so looking forward to that. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, as always, and best of luck on Friday.
Thank you.
That was Oskaloosa Boys Head Basketball Coach Jeremy Rockhold here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by PFRN Realty.